You. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Are you mad? You always listen to our show, but you don't click on the button. You don't click on the follow button and you don't hit the bell. Go and click on the follow button and hit the bell on Spotify and Apple now.
Is the Spectrum Podcast, motherfuckers?
This is the Spectrum Podcast.
Hi.
My name is what? My name is what? My name is
name Sadie.
It's young to the beginners.
I'm gonna give you some banana. Baby, if you got me, banana.
Women can just be friends. Like a guy and a girl that are single can just be friends.
Yes, yes, I do. Because I have guys that are just my friends, like you.
Wow! Wow. I felt that in my soul!
You're now locked into the number one podcast on Spotify. Yes, for good reason. Another one.
Hi, so this is a pre-recorded episode, a pre-recorded bonus episode. So apologies that we're dropping a bonus episode on a weekend. We had some inconvenience this week, so we couldn't put out an episode, but we're giving you a pre-recorded bonus episode this week. But we'll be back next week with a new episode. This episode was on dirty talk and sexting. So very interesting, very funny, very enjoyable episode. Please enjoy this episode. It's fun, it's cool, it's fun, it's all laughs, it's all jokes, it's, you know, some bit of like, you know, personal stories here and there. Very funny, very lovely episode. So we'll be back next week with a new episode, and we'll give you guys more context on why we couldn't put out an episode this week. So thanks, bye.
Well, Spotify, you're welcome to the Spectrum Podcast. I'm Danny.
I'm Nana.
And together we are.
Nana.
You watch it. We're back.
We're back.
Bonus episode, y'all.
Yeah.
Another Wednesday, another banger.
Yes.
Y'all know how we do.
Yep.
Naomi, how have you been? How's your week going so far?
It's all good. So far, so good.
Alright,
yeah, how's your week?
Good in budget.
I don't want to know.
It's fine. Yeah. The regular.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're here to, you know, let loose, pause, have some fun, some comedy, you know, how we do on bonus episodes.
Yep.
So we have a stand-up beats for you to do. Naomi, who are we doing this week?
Oh, who are we doing?
Wow. Hey, yo.
So we're going to be doing Jamie Wolf.
Ah, that sounds like a train.
Yeah,
but anyway.
So I'm doing Jamie Wolf.
Okay.
So apparently he's a white comedian, Daniel's favorite
type
of comedian.
That's not true.
A comic.
Actually, something about Billboard, he dropped, I think his stand-up just came out.
I really need
to subscribe to this Netflix thing, man.
Oh yeah, I'm not still subscribed.
The way my bank account is set up right now.
Yeah, we know.
It doesn't clear. You know, you have to wait for 90 days for the money.
I get it.
Anyway, what are we doing today?
Okay, so we're going to be doing a stand-up comedy or whatever.
Mm.
From Jamie Wolf called Dirty Talk Gone Wrong.
Okay. Shout out to Jamie Wolf.
Okay, Dirty Talk.
First of all, do you do Dirty Talk? Are you a Dirty Talk person?
I think so.
You like Dirty Talk or you do Dirty Talk?
I do.
Oh.
In the right. Sometimes, you know, if it's with the right person, you know, girls, we have that thing with if the person that is dirty talking to you.
Yeah.
You don't like that person, it's harassment. Because it's like, why are you talking to me? Why are you talking to me? I hate that thing. And sometimes those are the people that do the most.
Yeah.
Like you don't even know me like that. Yeah. Like why are you out here?
I'm not even as attracted to you like that. Why
exactly?
Are you talking to me?
I hate it.
Crazy.
But with the right person, you know, he's always welcome, right?
Yes,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, so that's it.
Dirty talking and flirting is a thin line.
Yes, it is.
It's a thin line. Like, there's a way you might, again, like, you can say it to the wrong person, it just sounds off. It's like, why are you talking to me?
Why are you talking to me like that?
Yeah, like you should know.
Yeah, exactly. And this just reminded me of, there was a time when I was so angry, and that's one time I stayed off, like, from talking to guys for a while because the guys that were coming, you don't even know me yet.
Yeah.
The first thing in my mind is sex.
They're too comfortable.
They're talking about, like, exactly. Yeah. And sometimes I blame myself. I'm like, why?
What aura am I giving?
Exactly. The other time I was so mad. I was mad at myself. I was like, I'm not going to be talking to these guys for now. Because if we were coming with sex, I'm like, why must everything? And immediately you say that, why must everything be about sex?
Yeah.
You know, the conversation starts dwindling and
changes.
And the person says, it starts becoming another thing. Yeah. And because you don't want to get into it, you just say, I beg.
But with the right person though, like, your dirty talk, how crazy does it get? On a scale of 1 to 10, how crazy is your dirty talk?
It goes like 12.
Damn.
So it's like you have to be with somebody that you know.
The energy is matched.
You have to match the energy. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
That's cool. I like when, like, it's done right.
Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. It's like the wrong person. It's like you're harassing me.
Why are you? Not you. I feel you.
Yeah.
But dirty talk can be taken out of context most times. Like, so you have to be careful again who you say it around.
Yes, not just exactly. Not just you don't just go around saying it. And even with the woman you have, and if it's for a guy, you have to be sure.
Yeah, very, very sure.
Because you don't want to see yourself on Twitter or something.
Yeah.
And somebody says, see how this guy is talking to me. Yeah, exactly. You don't want to
be. That's very, very careful.
You have to be careful. Exactly. Read the room.
You have to read the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, let's
get into it.
Recently, I forgot stuff about being single. Like, I forgot about sexting. I totally forgot about that. Here's what I forgot about sexting. If you're sexting, remember to do it in a time and a location that's, like, vaguely sexual. Like midnight in your own bed. It's a good time to say. Otherwise, it's 1 p.m. I'm on a bus. I'm sitting next to a priest. There's a child sneezing. And I'm like, I'm so horny right now. I'm hard as a rock, baby. God bless you. And you as well, sir. Eat your ass. I hate sexting, dude. I never know what to say. I guess you lie as a guy. You gotta lie. Because women are asking so much. I want you to fuck me for hours. And you have to be like, same. I also desire that. And can deliver. There's nothing hot about being honest. There's nothing hot about being like, yeah, that's not gonna happen. And lower your expectations a little bit. I don't know what kind of robots you're fucking. I have a human penis over here. Who's fucking you for hours? I want names and addresses. I'm gonna go to them seeking wisdom like they're a Zen master. I hate when they ask questions. I really.
This part is actually very true. Guy, have you ever been texting with somebody, right? And this person is going crazy. Like the text, what's the word?
Or the person is going too crazy.
He's getting too crazy. And you're like, I mean, it's not like you're not feeling it, but
it's like...
Yeah,
but calm down.
It's like, go, like, it's like, chill.
Take it down
a notch. Bro, like, you're going too much at this point. Like, like, let me, you know, catch up. Like, I'm feeling you or whatever, but, like, you're going too crazy. Yeah. Again, like, it's like, lower your expectations.
Yeah.
Don't make all this, because, you know, ladies, you guys are quick to think that, again, you think that it's six pack, six, you want, you know, 6 pack, 6 inches, 6 feet. No,
that's the devil. It doesn't exist. Is that the devil?
No, you know, ladies, they want 6 packs.
I know. I'm just talking.
6 foot, 6 inches, 6 figures.
He doesn't exist. I mean, you have, like, 2 out of 3.
Which is?
What?
Which two do you have of the three?
What is this? You mustn't have six figures and six inches.
I thought height is your thing, so you don't care for 6 feet.
How many sixes are?
I said six is 6'3". It's 6 inches, which is, you know.
Uh huh.
6 feet and 6 figures.
Oh, six then 6 feet. Yeah.
So which two out of the three is more important to you?
6 feet and 6 figures.
So you don't mind for inches?
I mean, it can be 5.
You! Can you! Be 5. You that you I like this big
When you
check the 6 inches, you see it's actually a very, it's very big. How big is 6 inches?
You have more experience in that.
I don't have any experience, but I think it's actually too big. So let me stay with
the 6 inches is probably the expected.
Are you sure?
Size.
I don't think so.
But you have to ask 6 inches flaccid or bricked. That's another thing.
Too. Now, wow.
Yes, these are the things that's considered.
The good one.
Anyway, but yeah, that's really like.
Just know how to use it well.
No, but I'm saying like when you're texting like that, women talking crazy, like, they are thinking that like your shit is like 12 inches.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, that man doesn't exist. That's why he gets like.
The man does exist.
Maybe on porn or whatever. I don't know, but I've not seen.
If he's existing, but then probably he's a real man that has it.
And I've not met him. I've not met him, bro. Please, that expectation. Please lower your expectations. That's what the guy was saying. Like, bro, I'm a human, and then you want the guy to go for 6 hours.
He's giving small. Small dick energy.
Whatever.
Okay?
Thank you.
That's what he's giving right
fine.
Now.
No
okay.
Problem.
It's giving small dick energy.
What you see, Matt is like, you want to go for 6 hours.
Ain't nobody going to be doing 6 hours rubbish.
Are you crazy? That's what he's asking you, like, how bad? This your dirty talk is going crazy. No, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
But as guys, he was right. Sometimes we just go with the flow, we lie.
Yeah.
Because by the time you start talking that crazy, I'm not the one that's not going to kill the vibe and I say no.
Yeah.
Don't go too crazy.
No, it's not actually 6 inches.
It's not 6 inches.
And it's just gonna be like, yeah, like it's only like 2 seconds.
Yeah,
okay?
It's like, bro, and that bro is like, I'm not going for bro. If you go 5 minutes, I'm good. But you don't want to say that because it's like, if you're not gonna say it now, first of all, you've killed the vibe,
mm-hmm.
and now you're no longer going to get hard to come over or whatever,
yeah.
At this point, because now you've killed the vibe. This thing, so.
Yeah.
But anyway. That's just like how that's a real thing, like really, that sometimes like you're going too crazy for my liking. Like
mm-hmm.
I know it's not that crazy. I'm talking to a girl where it's like she's saying all these things that she's going to do. And I'm looking at you like, nah, I don't think it's that crazy.
Yeah.
Like it cannot be that crazy. Like all these things that you're saying. I know it's just you trying to get, you know.
Yeah.
Go crazy with the text chain or whatever, but like I know it's not that crazy. So my expectations are always not too high when I meet somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's so that you not get disappointed.
Yeah.
And I want that to be expectation of me too. Please don't raise your expectation because
yeah.
I'll fall your heart.
Yeah.
But go on.
Anyway, let's go on.
What are you gonna do to me? I'm like, you don't want to know. I'm not good at this. Why would I tell you what's really about to happen? You want me to tell you what I want to do. That's what you, the aspirational, I'm going to fuck you so good. Are you going to come? Send, that's it. You don't mean to describe the actual events that are, I'm going to come immediately. And get angry at myself. And ruin the entire vibe. I'm going to yell at my dick in front of you. You're gonna kick me out of your apartment and I'm gonna walk home in the rain. Do you want that?
Do I want that?
Beg for it.
So you cannot be honest!
I just go too confident with it. I'm gonna fuck you so well, it's not even fun. It's just efficient and effective. Like a Dyson vacuum cleaner. I'm gonna make you come to the point it becomes a genuine inconvenience. You're gonna squirt until you're dehydrated.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna rush you to the ER and you're not gonna make it. You're about to die from squirting. You ever read your own sex back? Oh my god.
I did that type that.
Why the fuck? I always feel like a politician on the campaign trail. Why would I promise that? I can't deliver on any of this. Fix the economy, I can't even get hard.
That's funny because it's a very weird thing because as guys, why do we lie? Niggas lie. But that's what you guys want to hear.
Who wants to hear the opposite.
But in that moment, that's what you want. That's like,
yeah, in that moment, yes.
But that's what creates expectations, where sometimes the ladies will not say, oh, but he said all these things, and then
not knowing that he was just matching your
energy. But like, I was just trying to know, yeah, who wants to kill the flow. Yeah. That's exactly what he's saying. Like, I'll tell you, of course, I'm going to tell you all this crazy shit I'm going to do to you. And I know for ladies, that gets them. I know ladies always say, sex for ladies is always, you know, ladies, like, is sex is more sensual, like, it's more like, more mental first.
Yeah.
Like, you know, ladies always say, like, sex is not about the act itself, like, you have to build it up.
Yes,
you have to build it, yeah. So, because also, I'm also trying to build that thing up to the point where it finally happens, but because we've built it up to the point in your head, and I think, oh, this nigga's dick is crazy. I know he's gonna do what crazy, whatever. And then you get there and it's just
like, God,
docile. I'm like, oh my God, like,
so this is it.
Now you're not disappointed. But yeah, but again, it's like, the boy was not going to lie, but the boy was not going to tell you the truth that,
yeah,
maybe he doesn't know like 10 different styles that you like, but he's going to say all those things crazy to you so that, you know,
yeah,
it's like, hey. See, let me apologize for all the men. You understand?
No need to apologize. I've
disappointed ladies. But really, we're trying to impress y'all, man. That's just like, we're just trying to impress y'all. So we say all these things that we know we don't mean. We probably heard it somewhere. Just say, okay, let me throw that in there, and then like,
yeah.
I was like, bro, I know that it's not that crazy for us. I bet you. Just it's not that crazy. Yeah. But we have to say these things in dirty talk so that we can, you know, get some coochie.
Well, oh my God.
Yeah, that's really the aim, though.
That's
really
the truth, actually.
Yeah.
That's true. It's okay.
What's the craziest thing a guy has ever said to you?
Hmm.
That he was going to do? Craziest thing he said.
I can't even think of, because it's been long. Mm. It's been long. I've not been in the street for a while now. But it has been. I remember. Yeah. I don't actually remember what the word is, but I remember there was a period of my life.
Yeah.
I think maybe like 2020, is it during COVID?
Hmm.
I think it was COVID. Why? Yeah. Because we could not. COVID was everybody could use the excuse COVID. We can't meet, yeah, right? So that was the time that I actually had.
Let's game.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know that
you're
not going
to meet. You're not going to meet me.
Exactly.
Let's go crazy, so, like, in this text chain.
Exactly. So that time, like, I had like this. There was this guy every day, like anytime, and you know, anytime it was in the night, yeah, this guy would just call me a whole lot of shit.
Call or text.
Talking. Text. No, oh, okay. not
And he was going crazy.
Ah,
were you matching his energy, or you're just letting him rock?
I was letting him rock, because yeah, I didn't actually like him like that. Right? The one that I liked was not even doing it.
He was not giving me any. It's always the one. Some of those niggas. People don't want to go there.
So the one I liked, it was not giving me. So I was like, no problem. See somebody here.
Yeah, now you see his game. His flex game.
Exactly. So the flex, I remember, I can't remember exactly, but I knew that's guy,
he had it. He was going crazy.
He would have convinced me.
Yeah, if he wasn't COVID.
If he wasn't COVID, he would have convinced
me. He would come to the house.
like the guy was so, like, he was so good. I was like,
were you impressed?
I was impressed.
Yeah,
because first of all, I was like, this guy, I don't like this guy. I thought even liking the guy. I was like,
yeah, because the guy's game,
like,
was crazy.
And he was like consistent.
Fire!
He was a consistent guy. Yeah. So I shout out to you.
You respect the flex game.
Yeah, shout out to you,
he's
David.
Dirty talk. Oh, okay, damn. Yeah. You got a name. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
David is now in the UK.
Oh, damn. Damn, he's going crazy over there.
Some things were not just meant to be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I think it's a skill that can be appreciated.
Yeah, it's just
if done well,
yes. Yeah. You know. Because I couldn't mean that I always have something to say. I could not even say anything. I was like, this guy is crazy.
What's
the only thing I'm saying? Say more.
You're saying say more. Oh my God.
Say more. Tell me more. I'm
such a hoe.
I'm like, really? Say more.
Such a hoe.
So dumb, man.
He says say more.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's hilarious.
So the guy was good. So they give me flashbacks, man.
Yeah, you're respecting the game. No, so
yeah,
it's cool.
Good.
It's cool.
Yeah, it was good.
That's cool. If you have somebody who has a good, and I think some of all those things that you have with somebody you probably like,
yeah,
and they don't have that, it's so
yeah,
annoying.
Yeah, it's so annoying. It's like,
come on, like,
this one just talking like, trash.
Let's go crazy. You know,
yeah.
The guys mentioned something when he said, sometimes like you like look at the text message he sends, like, oh my God, am I the one sending this? I remember the time I was talking to one girl, I was like, nah, you cannot. Ah, you're gone. That's what I said to myself. I was like, ah, then you're gone. You're a goner.
You're a goner.
Ah, see what you are telling to another woman's son, another woman's daughter. But she was loving it though. But as I tell you, if she likes what she's hearing, most times, like the conversation is always smooth. Like there's more lines that you're dropping.
Yeah.
You know, so but anyway, let's
go.
Let's continue. Yeah. No, just continue.
I just don't like the way we date now. It creeps me out. Like dating apps, they really creep me out. When I'm on a dating app, it scares me because there's so much information about these strangers you've never met before. The first time I logged on to Hinge, it was a picture of a woman, okay? It said Sarah, 26, Bushwick. That's where she lived. And it said 5'7", Caucasian. I was like, is she missing? Why do I need all... I feel like the next line is going to be like, last seen heading west on 4th Street. If you have any information, she was wearing a gray hoodie. By the way, that's not even a bad idea. To put missing women on dating apps. Oh, hang on, I'm just saying. Okay. I'm just saying, who's more motivated than like horny guys?
Find them.
We might actually find some of these women. Not every woman should be missing. Every 10th woman... On the off chance a guy sees it, you know, he's like, oh, she's cute, she shares my interests, she's missing. Not for long. I'm on the case. Walking outside with a boner. Sarah! Where are you? Going up to girls in gray hoodies. What's your biggest turn on? Foot massage? You're not Sarah. Hers is freedom. I like different things than most guys. I really do. Like, I prefer when the women I sleep with have slept with a lot of guys before me. Oh. I like that. Because I like to have good sex.
Exactly. That's it. That's a good guy.
For some reason, sex is like any activity. If you practice a lot, you get good.
Okay. That's usually not the case with guys. No, or is it? Usually, it's the other way around. Like, girls like... I mean, their guys are more experienced.
Yeah, but guys don't like girls when that are experienced.
No, I think guys will date girls who are more experienced, but prefer to marry a girl who is not.
No, even to date, if guys don't like girls.
In general, guys don't like no.
Guys don't like girls that have slept like
with too many people. Yeah. Yes,
they don't like girls with a lot of experience because maybe they are. I don't know. They are too.
That she a hoe? It's fine.
Is that she's a hoe or that? She's going to expose that they don't have enough of enough sexual prowess in the bedroom.
I don't think men are
there's that too because they'll
except
be
like man
they'll be like
is not
exactly
experience.
No, I'm saying like it will be like they are not because she's not it'll be like she's more experienced than him.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And he may not like that she's more experienced because you know when your man says this
she's not dominating.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's not dominating exactly. So that's what I feel. I feel like because you're going to learn
you learn better from someone that
knows what she's doing. Not the one that you'll be trying, not in the, you know, they work. Yeah. You understand? Yeah. At least you know a woman that knows, like, how you can get her to where she wants,
to get to,
right? Yeah. I feel like...
She knows her body
I
more.
Feel like guys don't appreciate that, right? They don't appreciate girls I think it's
the way to go. Like, if it's better, you know, so don't waste my time. So I'm not doing the wrong thing for 30 minutes and you're not getting there.
Exactly.
Yeah, so let's just this is where you should and I just go there straight and I do the what you're there. Yeah, so don't stress me. It's when you as a woman you don't know your own body.
Yeah.
You don't know where your spots are, right?
Damn.
And you're not telling me where your spots are.
Yeah.
They're not communicating. Yeah. It's a different thing if you're showing me where your spots are and then you're telling me where your spots are and then let me figure that out.
Yes.
But you're not telling me where your spots are and you're not showing me where your spots are. It's kind of like, you know, makes it difficult to kind of get you to that point. So there's a positive to what he's saying as to like, maybe I like my women who are more experienced than I am. So like, it makes it easier.
Yeah, but I sometimes don't feel like we should even know that. We should know that. Like, I hate that question. Like, what is your body count? Just because I just feel like I'm not asking
invasive.
You. A woman does not want to actually know your body count.
You know, let's say whatever a woman tells you, you multiply by 3. But for real, like I also don't think it's a good question to ask anyone.
Exactly, because
both male
or female, it's going to make you.
It's very invasive.
It will mess your mind, no matter what.
Except she tells you or he tells you on his own.
But I don't feel like it's a good question to ask.
It's a very. No matter the answer you give me. it's not going to be nice.
Exactly. It's not going to be nice because you're imagining.
Yeah, I'm already thinking like, so just don't. It's fine.
Yeah. Exactly.
I at this age, right? I don't assume that anybody I'm with, right? I'm not being with someone else.
Mm. I think Daniel has 90 body count.
No, I don't. Nah,
92.
My body count is counting. My body count is on is on one night, is on one hand.
Yesterday night, because I suspect him. Yesterday night, did not make it 93.
What did I say yesterday night?
I don't know. I have a feeling.
It's cool. My own is on one hand, so it's fine. I don't think.
So it's five.
I said it's fine. I didn't say it's five.
Let's
say
it's on one hand.
It's on one hand. So you can count it on one hand. Wait, however I want to count it, it's
five fingers.
I'm not that crazy. I'm not a hoe.
She's actually, that's 5 times 3. That's 15.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So it's 15 actually.
Whatever. But it's fine. I don't think that you shouldn't tell your partner like where your spots are. Like I think it's something
exactly.
That
I think it's something
you should have like. Again, is again how you ask it though. You see, like exactly. In this dirty talk now, most times dirty talk, the woman will tell you where her spots are. You will know. Mm-hmm. And then you're going crazy on that life. You already know. Okay, so by the time you're getting in there, you know where to look, you know where to go. It's kind of like that communication thing has to be there. But by the time people don't have that sexual chemistry one, mm-hmm. and people don't have that open line of communication where you can talk about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because there are people in relationships that don't talk about sex. And I find it crazy.
Yeah.
So like, bro.
Well, you're meant to.
Yeah, like, yeah, bro, I don't understand how you think this works. Like, you should talk about that, like,
yeah.
So,
let's say I with a lady that doesn't know, actually, and maybe a virgin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be tricky.
That's always going to be tricky.
It's not going to be tricky. You know what? But it's going to even help you because you are the first person.
Yeah.
So if we're going to do a lot of experiments.
If both of them are.
No, not if, but if the guy is more like.
Experienced,
obviously,
the girl
will be more experienced. Right?
You see that assumption that you make? I mean, that's a wrong assumption.
Well, it's the truth, actually. In most cases, not all the time, right?
Yeah.
In most cases, but so
if would you be disappointed if your husband was a virgin?
See. Yes.
See.
Because I expect you to at least be
know what you're doing. Know what you're doing, Abby. Exactly.
Exactly. So I need to know what you're doing at least.
Mm. That's the thing about like ladies. Sometimes I feel like you guys will just assume, and then you're not mad that when you hear that, you're the same people that will say men are dogs. It's like, nigga, how are we supposed to get this experience to give it to you?
You don't have to be a dog for you to get experience. You
have
to be
dog, no, you don't have to be dogging this way out. You understand?
You don't have to be a
that's
dog.
That's how you count bodies.
You just have to like be like obviously you dated a few people before you dated me. Obviously you were sleeping together. So
you're
not being a dog. You're just being a normal person in the relationship.
I feel you, Sha. But like just him admitting to that, like, do you want to actually? If I think about it, do you really want your woman to not know anything down there?
I feel like some men like that. I don't know. Because they want to be...
It's just that one is for ego.
They want to be the first person.
I don't.
Right? I know you don't. Yeah, I know.
I don't care for it.
Yeah, and want to be the first person and whatever. Mm. They just feel like maybe...
It's a purity culture thing.
That's too. And that being the one that has the most experience, it's... You like the woman who actually like, looking up to you, like things. Yeah, exactly.
Why you
like,
need?
Exactly.
You need though.
Exactly.
Oh God!
Like teaching her.
So she's not feeling like, oh, this is the best. Meanwhile, you've never had. Oh, that's crazy. Because I see what you mean now. So are you saying like, so someone who is like a virgin, like, she's never experienced.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what better is or worse is.
Exactly.
So if you are the first experience.
Yes. And it's like, and you will be like, meanwhile the guy will just.
Yeah, not for me. If you might only one star a day. You know, you only know missionary. Like, how are you? Why are you talking to me?
the guy. So I think that's one of the things.
I feel you, Sha. I feel
like that's.
It might be a thing, though. It might be a thing because she doesn't have any experience, right? So like, there's no prior. There's nothing to compare.
Exactly.
What he's giving you with. Ah, that's. Fair. Maybe they will grow. Maybe eventually, maybe when she gets to a point where she starts again conversations.
Yeah.
If she starts having conversations and she starts exploring, herself, she will be able to communicate with him like this
more,
is
yeah,
what.
This is what. Yeah.
So it's not so crazy.
Yeah.
But I hear you. But anyway.
Yeah. We'll go on.
Yeah.
But guys, forget that, dude. I'd never date a woman with a high body count. No way. For me, that's the same as being like, dude, I'd never go to a chef who cooks a lot. No way. 10 meals or less in your whole life if you want to cook for me. That's me. No, I go to chefs that cook hundreds of meals.
all different ethnic cuisines. They cook for a whole fraternity one time. They know their way around a dish.
Yes.
I know it's dangerous, but you can't get a good carbonara without catching chlamydia once or twice.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I'm out of line for saying that. Sometimes I don't even, like, get home cooked. Sometimes I go to a restaurant.
Damn.
I think if you want the best experience, you got to provide, a professional.
Damn.
You got to pay. That's what I do. I go to restaurants, and I watch the cooking channel sometimes.
I like rice.
That cooking hub. Look at that. That's what I like. I like dirty talk. I didn't realize I was like kinky. So I talked to my friend recently. I was like, yeah, I like to dirty talk. And he was like, oh, I don't do that. I'm like, what? What do you talk about then when you're fucking? You just do normal talk? That's way weirder. Wait, she's mad at you? What? Hold on, but she was the one who forgot the meeting. Why would that even be a... Oh, no, show me the text. Show me what she said to you. Like, literally, what did she say? What?
She's
a bitch. This one's a bitch. Are you serious, man? That's way weirder. And he was like, no, I don't even do normal talk. I just don't talk at all.
What?
I was like, you gotta stop having sex with anyone. That shouldn't be allowed.
God, that's crazy. I think that one, sex talk, like, I think it's a different art. That one is a different art in itself. But I think that dirty talk in sex has to be very aggressive, and that's the part me I don't like.
Must it be aggressive?
I don't know. You have to say something like, oh, babe.
No.
It's like, bro, I'm not trying.
Let's save that for the chats. It's not. You don't have to do that.
No, but for real, what do you want to hear during sex? Like when, like, the guy is like going crazy. Like you want him to say something or smack you or all of those things. Like you want him
or
to
choke you.
Hey, so you're a chokey?
I'm saying I'm choking. No, I'm not a chokey. I'm not saying, this is a bego. Please, mark my meal. Are they inside?
Mark my meal.
This is not a chokey.
But really, like, what am I supposed to say? And then, normally, I know I listen to a lot of female-centric podcasts.
Okay, that's what you want to say.
So they be saying, no, for real. That's where I hear some of these things.
Okay.
So they be saying that they like when men talk, like when men moan or whatever in the bedroom, like it makes them feel like they're doing something right. That sometimes men will just be quiet because they're supposed to be macho and whatever. Mm-hmm. So we don't talk, we don't give any indication that whatever she's doing is the right thing. Meanwhile, women are always giving, if she likes it, she
it's
likes it.
It's dramatic.
It's drama, like it's crazy, they're shouting, whatever, right? Cool. But she said, they're saying like they like when men at least show some level of like converse, say something while we are whatever. So they're not going to like list of things that they want men to say, which was very hilarious. Shout out to Jokes on the Podcast and those girls, yeah, and Cocktails, the podcast I listen to. Anyway, cool. So they started going to a list of things that they want men to say when they're in the bedroom, and one of them was hit it harder, daddy, all those kind of those weird stuff that men are supposed to say. And like that whole stuff that they like women say.
Isn't Daniel saying hit it harder, daddy? I think that should be the tag.
Hit it hard. Nah, I could actually do that. Actually.
No, I mean like that's the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay.
Like this is your voice. I should just say that
hit it harder, daddy. God damn it. So like that's like the things I wanted to hear. Like one line was what was that line like? Oh, you! It's so good, baby. Those kind of things, like compliments. Say something that like, compliments you. Why she's doing well, or why we are doing whatever. Like, oh, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just don't just be there like a robot. She might as well be sleeping with a dildo at that point. If that's just what you are going to. That's why he was saying that like, you should not be. Okay, just be there, like just like a stick,
stagnant.
It's like you don't even know whether you're enjoying it or you're not enjoying it. You're just there, like. It feels, I don't know. And so him saying that is not so, but me as a person, I don't, you see that whole macho talk in the bedroom? I don't like it.
Why?
It just doesn't feel like me.
So what do you used to do?
I'll talk, but
be like, okay, baby.
No, don't even, that's not how I sound. Stop it. I'm gonna leave this podcast for you. You see that macho talk about oh, take this. I've never understood. You know what I'm talking about? The guys were in there talking crazy. Oh, this is the biggest whatever. Oh, that, I don't want to talk like that. That doesn't sound like me. It sounds forced. It sounds made up. It sounds like something you heard. And it's like, bro, like, talk normal. Just all this braggadocio shit you're saying.
Exactly.
I know you're lying. Shut up. You know? So I've never really liked that whole part.
Yeah.
But there are ladies who probably they like
hearing they like that, yeah, maybe,
that kind of macho talk.
Yeah,
it's possible. I've always been uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I just talk. And now I'm lying. This was like, anyway.
Yeah.
So I get it when you was talking about that whole part. Like, bro, guys, please give, like, I heard it from Furious Street podcast. You know, and they are legit. So women like to hear that they're doing something right. So once, like, why you guys are, you know, doing the in here, you can say some things. You understand? Talk. Yes, you're not a robot. Talk. You understand? Talk, you know.
Yeah.
Give her compliments. I know compliments is always something that, you know,
mm-hmm.
will always be high on my list.
Yeah. Like,
compliments. Just say something nice. But yeah, let's move on.
Breathing? Like fucking Darth Vader? You come at the end. How was that for you?
Great.
You finish? I was dirty talking recently. It was funny because this never happened before. We interrupted one another as we were dirty talking. It was so funny. I was like, yeah, you, and she was like, can I, wait, what'd you say? Oh, wait, no, I was, what did you say? I think I've interrupted you. No, the floor is yours. She said the floor is yours. It was so corporate board meeting. I was like, no, just to piggyback on what you were saying.
Did you
circle back to your butthole.
Circle back to your butthole.
I didn't know what to. She was like, no, seriously, say what you're going to say. And dirty talk out of context, it just sounds mean. I was like, no, I was just going to say that you're a dirty whore, but now I feel like, now it feels wrong to say. No, it's good. I like it. Okay, yeah, I just thought of it. I thought it's.
No, you can't say whore.
Okay, yeah, that's good. What were you going to say? No, I was just going to say that I can feel you in my stomach. Or
Nice.
I appreciate that. Is that true? No, it's dirty talk. Obviously not.
Oh, my God.
You have a small penis. Why would I feel you?
Oh, shit.
I'm kidding. I don't fuck much. I really don't. But it's not because I don't want to. I just have my penis doesn't work almost ever.
Damn.
I've got a really bad, which, by the way, that's not even that bad of a problem to have. No, it is. But the only thing is, like, what makes it so bad is the way women react when you can't get an erection, because they're always nice. You know, no woman's mean. Your lipstick fucking sucks. Make it hard and fuck me, how about? Why does it give when I flick it? It shouldn't give like that. It should hold firm, dumbass. They're never mean, right? They always say the same three words, and I just go, it's totally. Okay. And I'm like, I don't want it to be. I want you to be a little upset that we can't have sex now. You know, I went, no, 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 shit. But instead, they're like, that's absolutely fine.
Who wants to hear that?
Ideal, even. I was actually hoping something like this might happen. It turns out that prayer works. You guys are a great audience. Thank y'all for coming out.
Shout out to Jamie Wolf. That was a good set. That was a good set. Shout out to Jamie Wolf.
Good set.
Please, can you send that to the podcast
mail?
Yes, that was a good set. I mean, he pretty much addressed all the stuff that goes behind Dirty Talk. You know, both pretext and text, and then action. So, pretty much said everything that needs to be said. And I don't think we have any much words to add to that.
No,
we have any more
not
to
really.
It. Yeah. Yeah, cool. Shout out to Jamie. Check out the full special and link in the description of this episode.
Yeah.
And all that. Yeah, that's been the show, guys. We'll see you guys next week with another banger of an episode.
Yes.
And
until then,
this has been the Spectrum Podcast. We're signing out.
Yeah. Peace, guys.
Peace.
Bye.